Steve Snyder, author of the book Shot Down, will be at the Bookvine tonight for a book signing. And owner Molly Laughlin explains.
It's the true story of pilot Howard Snyder, who has Cherokee roots, and the crew of the B-17 Susan Ruth. And it's set within the framework, Nikki, of World War II, and it's about the dramatic experience of each member of the B-17 crew after their plane, piloted by our author's father, was knocked out of the sky by the German fighters over the French-Belgian border. And we're really excited. The hardcover book has more than 200 time period photographs of the people who were involved and the places and the stories that took place. It's a really awesome looking book.
Author Steve Snyder describes his book.
It's about my father and his B-17 crew during World War II. They were shot down over Belgium in 1944. So the book goes into detail about what happened to each member of the crew after the plane went down and about all the Belgian people that risked their lives to help them. It's just not about my father, although he is the central figure. He was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture through the help of various Belgian people that hid him for a while. And then he got tired of fighting and he joined the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys until he was finally liberated by the U.S. Army. So it's a tribute to my father, his crew, really all the men who fought for the 8th Air Force during World War II.
Snyder talks about his roots in Cherokee.
My father was born in Norfolk, Nebraska, and then he moved to California when he was 13. And then I'm in Sioux City, where my great-grandparents lived and are buried. And in Cherokee, my great-great-grandparents, George and Mary Snyder, lived there and are buried in Oak Hill Cemetery.
Snyder talks about his professional career and writing experience.
I wasn't a writer. My entire career was in sales and sales management. For 36 years, I worked for a company called Vision Service Plan, VSP, that provides vision care insurance that corporations offer their employees. It wasn't until after I retired in 2009 that I had the time to really delve into my dad's World War II experiences in history. And I just became fascinated with it. I started reading book after book, and it became my passion. And finally, in 2012, I decided to write a book. From everything that I had learned, I thought the story was just so unique and compelling that it had to be heard and people needed to read about it. So I wrote a book, and I guess I had some inherent writing skills, evidently.
Snyder invites people to check out his websites.
My website is stevesnyderauthor.com, and then I also have a Facebook page, Steve Snyder, author of Shot Down. And I'm on Twitter at ShotDownB17, LinkedIn. I'm on all the social media. I've kind of had to learn about all that after I publicized the book. Now, even though I retired in 2009, since I wrote this book, I'm really working full-time now promoting the book. My goal is to make it into a nationally known book, with my ultimate goal being that perhaps a theatrical production can be made out of it.
Laughlin explains what to expect at the book signing and how long it will take place.
He plans on giving a little bit of a discussion, and then he is going to sign his books to help people leave. But, you know, generally about an hour, 7 to 8.
If you're unable to make it to the book signing, Laughlin talks about what they'll do.
Give us a call here at the Bookvine. It's 225-0255. And let us know that you need a book reserved, and we can reserve it and have it signed for you by the author, and it can be personalized however you prefer. But sometimes people just can't make it out for various reasons. So give us a call.
Molly Laughlin is the owner of the Bookvine. Again, the book signing tonight with Steve Snyder, author of the book Shot Down, will be at 7 o'clock.